This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's federal workers are reeling as President Trump moves to cut the government workforce. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Federal workers in Colorado say they're worried about what happens next as the deadline nears to take a buyout offer. Some Coloradans are already out of a job. One contract worker with USAID, a federal agency that runs aid programs around the world, was abruptly let go last week after working with the organization for several years. Billionaire Elon Musk says he is shutting down USAID as part of a plan to make government more efficient. Other workers reported having job offers and promotions rescinded. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A former Telluride ski patroller has been convicted by a federal jury for sending dozens of death threats to a law enforcement official. Brian Cornwell was convicted of two counts of transmitting threats after he sent more than 80 violent messages in 2023. He'll be sentenced in Durango in April and faces years in federal prison. The University of Denver will hold a memorial next week for a former chancellor, board member, and longtime benefactor who's credited with transforming the school. Daniel Ritchie died last week at age 93. His public memorial will take place next Thursday morning at Magnus Arena in Denver. Ritchie was widely recognized as a civic leader and also led the Denver Center for the Performing Arts for more than 7 years. It's nearing 70 degrees in Grand Junction this afternoon, mid-50s in Meeker, and in the upper 30s in Denver. Temps tomorrow in Denver will be close to 70. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.